Fred Film Radio, Transylvania International Film Festival, Romania.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Transylvania International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Francis Lee, director of God's Own Country. Thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's really great to be here.
Absolutely. It's a fantastic festival, isn't it?
It's a really cool festival. Yeah. It's got a very good, strong audience. The screenings have all been sold out. The people are really engaging. Mm. They want to talk about it. They want to have a debate about it. It's really cool.
Yeah. Well, all right. So let's talk about your movie. Well, first of all, if you could tell our listeners a little bit about it and maybe introduce it to them, you know.
Sure. So the film is called God's Own Country. It's set in Yorkshire on a sheep farm, a remote sheep farm, up on the hills of the Pennines. And it's about a boy called Johnny who has sacrificed going away to university or college, like all his friends, or getting a job in the town. So he's very geographically and socially isolated. And he's running this farm on his own because his dad's had a stroke, his mum's long gone, and his grandma's quite old. And he's very angry about it, and he's very frustrated, and he internalizes all of these problems, and he self-medicates to cope with it by getting incredibly drunk every night in the pub or having casual sex with strangers. And it comes to lambing time in the spring on the farm, and he can't manage it all on his own, so they employ a Romanian migrant worker called Gheorghe to come and help him. And the film becomes about their relationship.
Mm. Well, okay, so the first thing that I thought about while I was watching the movie is that my grandparents, or my grandmother, comes from a little Italian countryside village. And she used to tell me that people there didn't really say what they felt that much. And even when it came down to telling each other, like, you know, I love you or stuff like that, they wouldn't say that. But what they would do is they would work very hard because that was the best way to show emotions. I kind of felt that in your film too. Was it a big part?
Yeah, no, absolutely. For me, it was about representing people who are not emotionally articulate, but they express themselves through their actions. Mm-hmm. I wanted to represent people where emotion isn't particularly useful for them. It's a very hard way of life. It's not financially rewarding. There are lots of disappointments. It's very difficult. And it would be debilitating if you got over-emotional about that. Yeah. You kind of have to suck that up and get on with it and get on with the job.
Yeah, and are you familiar with this kind of...
So I grew up on the Yorkshire Pennines in a very isolated place, and I lived there till I was 20, and then I escaped and I moved back to London. I moved to London for 20-odd years, and then I moved back to Yorkshire. I now live on the hill where the film was shot, but my dad has been a sheep farmer there for a very, very long time, and is still a sheep farmer there, 10 minutes down the road from me. One of the reasons I wanted to make this film, or the starting point for writing this story, was this obsession I had with the landscape and how that made me feel, and emotionally as well as physically, and I could never get it out of my head. You know, all the time I'd been living away in London, obviously I'd go back and visit, but the landscape just stayed with me the whole time.
Well, that's it. I mean, you know, the best films that I always see are very personal, you know, and a lot of the time, you know, that is the case. But before I forget, I wanted to ask you as well about the actors. Fantastic actors. How do you work with... did you work with them during the film?
Yeah, so the two lead actors are Josh O'Connor and Alex Zakarianu. Yeah. And I started work with them both individually about 3 months before the shoot. Mm. And we started to build the characters from the moment they were born until the moment we meet them in the film. And we investigated them in so much detail, so we knew everything about them. We knew where they went to school, their family relationships, when they had their first relationship, what they liked, what they didn't like, what food they liked, how they ate. I mean, literally everything. So by the time they turned up for official rehearsals, the two boys knew these characters inside out. They were totally up to speed with everything about them. And then for the official rehearsals, because of my background and because of my dad being a farmer, I wanted to get the farming element of the film totally truthful. Mm. And so I sent the boys off to work on farms for 2 weeks. And I knew I didn't want them standing around watching farmers work and taking notes. I knew I wanted them to physically feel what it feels like to do that work. So they did long shifts. They started work at 6 a.m. and would work through till 6 p.m. and they did everything. They birthed lambs. They just did everything. So when it came to shooting those scenes in the film, they felt very natural to the actors. And I knew I never wanted a stunt double or a hand double. So everything you see in the film is real.
There's no CGI.
There is no CGI and there is no fakery in any of it.
Also, there's no fakery in the chemistry. No. There's some really passionate scenes in this movie.
Yeah, so again, I knew if I could shoot the film chronologically, it would really help lots of elements.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. And I kept the boys apart. So until they meet each other on screen, they were living in separate places, they didn't spend much time together. I wanted to keep those little bits of extra dimension, if you like, or subtleties for when we see it on screen. Once the relationship between them had started to develop in the film, I moved them into the same house, and they built this incredible friendship and trusting friendship. And I think that really helped them.
Yeah. Equally as interesting in the film is this father and son relationship too. So there was this, I mean, you didn't just go for the one side of the story. You also wanted to get a more complete sort of portrayal of the character.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I love detail and I love layering in stories. You know, I love complexities and complexities on complexities, and always pushing deeper for the truth and the emotion. And I wanted to represent this world as a three-dimensional, complete world, so we could really understand this character of Johnny, why he is like he is, why he is there, why he is making the decisions, what has informed him to be that person. And I felt that his relationship, not just with his dad, but with his grandma, really impacted on that.
Mm. Okay, so going back to the actual setting of the movie, another thing that I reacted to watching it was that I could almost smell the setting. I think it's a first love a scene where they have sex, the two lead characters. They're rolling around the muck, and there's so much texture that it's extremely exciting. Mm. So, I don't know, I mean, are you careful with the textures, and are you, you know, do you look for those things, visual details that really, open up your senses to the landscape?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, everything that you see on screen is written in great detail in the script. So again, I'm very precise. So when I write the script, I write in great detail about the action. I also knew I wanted to depict this specific landscape in the way in which I saw it and the way in which I experienced it. And I'd only seen Yorkshire depicted on screen in big wide shots and big panoramic kind of views and this bucolic pastoral sense of the countryside. And I wanted to see a close-up of it, and I wanted to see the effect the landscape had on the characters. I worked very, very hard with the cinematographer, Joshua James Richards, on really pushing the camera in close, letting us see that effect that landscape's having on the characters.
Right, and you can actually see it on the faces too. That, I think that's also in the editing. It's sort of edited that way as well. Mm. You can see the way that the landscape is affecting the lives of the people that are in the movie. It's fantastic. You know, I love pointing out these little things. I think they matter a lot.
Yeah, no, it was something that we worked very hard on, you know, and it was when we shot the film, we were still shooting the wide shots as you traditionally would when you're shooting a scene. But very quickly on the shoot, I realized I wasn't responding to them emotionally. And then when I got into the edit, I worked with this brilliant editor, Chris Wyatt, who's a phenomenal storyteller in his own right, and we very quickly went, let's just get rid of all the, we don't need these wides, let's keep with the boys. We want to see this world through their eyes. We want to be close. We want this to be immersive, and we want to go through the story with them.
To the point where there's like very silent scenes, so you get to understand the atmosphere and the chemistry that's going on between. Whatever is happening is happening internally. There's internal tension almost. It's like a Kurosawa duel when they meet up, when they have sex for the first time. That was a really fantastic scene. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have left. But I do kind of want to ask you as well. Yeah, the film is traveling a bit, so if you could tell, do you know where people might be able to see it? You know.
Yeah. So the film is traveling worldwide.
Yeah.
So it's popping up everywhere in festivals. We also have sold the film for distribution pretty much worldwide. So it will be in cinemas in many, many countries from the autumn. It's released in the UK on the 1st of September, and then it rolls out in the autumn in all the other countries.
Thanks very much for joining us and talking to us about it.
Thank you.
It's a real pleasure.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.